Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/21/2021. Oh, boy. Yes, sir. And I'll tell you, we look at the Gog-Magog War. It is burning, and that is spawning all kind of stuff, even inside the United States. So now we have Palestinians and Muslims versus Jewish people in New York and L.A. and all over the place. So they're attacking, you know, those of Jewish descent. It's going to be a summer that is like last summer, and you wait till they get it all going in, because it is all about. And I was watching a show about Che Guevara early this morning. And Che Guevara was, of course, a revolutionary that fought with Castro. But before that, he fought against the U.S. in Guatemala when the U.S. did the coup. But they were trying to do a communist revolution there. But he was all about creating chaos in the middle of South America. And the way they did it was with sneak attacks and all these things to try to gin up the proletariat, to gin up the people in the country. And he couldn't do it in the country. So he figured out that the only way he could do it there would be by some scary killings of people in the country. Well, fact of the matter is that they should have probably done it in the cities, because in the cities, it's now starting to work in the United States. You've basically got Portland, Seattle, L.A. Did you see the pictures of Venice Beach? Venice Beach was always kind of crazy or funky, but, I mean, it was a place to go, and people... And some of the homes around there are like $5 million, you know, for a house in that area, that kind of stuff. And now it's just all wall to wall homeless camping on the beach. And I don't begrudge somebody from camping on the beach, but I'll tell you, that would have never ever happened in the old days. They would have built housing or found something or done something different, you know. So this is all about a destruction, a takeover, a whole deal. There is nothing that's going on that I see that is stopping it, all right? And certainly, you know, the country club Republican crowd are not doing anything to stop it. They're going to go for the gusto on Trump. And I would not be surprised if somebody doesn't at least lie or do something, and they try and put him in jail, all right? So if I was Trump, I would build myself a beautiful hotel and residence in a nice place with a beach that has no extradition. And then I would hire up all the campesinos and guys and put them on horseback and in trucks with automatic weapons, and I'd have them protect, and I'd have myself a helicopter gunship. That's what I would do, because they're coming for him. Oh, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going by the book. A friend of mine said, hey, man, this is what I'm listening to. I'm listening to Johnny Cash, Going by the Book. Excellent song to listen to and to get the picture of what's happening. So, what can we expect? Chapter 8, Revelation. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes, like 7.3s in China after 6.1s and others. Okay? And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed a hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the mountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. You see, store water. Get you some water blocks or the smaller. I prefer the smaller water barrels or water storage so you can carry them. I've got the 55-gallon blue drums and all of that, but now I've had to add other, like collapsible 5 gallons and water blocks and things like that to try to make it more portable, okay? And then you're also going to need, like, the Berkey light stuff with the black Berkey filtration systems. You can get a bigger Berkey and put the black filtration or the black filters in it. Get one of the ones that will handle a bigger quantity of people to purify or to filter the water for them. But you better get any kind of thing like that you can. Why? To take out the wormwood. Is wormwood the radiation? Is wormwood the radioactivity? That would be something that you may want to have, okay, to get rid of it or to mitigate it. And the fact is, if you have water stored, then it's not going to be affected, you see. And you can even store the blocks of the water up, and if you were in a expedient shelter or a permanent shelter, and you had, as part of your wall, inside wall, you had the water blocks. That itself helps to protect you from a neutron-type weapon, which is different than the fission types, okay? The neutron type is a different animal. And the day not shown a third part of it. Let's see what I was looking at here. Okay. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. This is going to get real rough, ladies and gentlemen. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and feared an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, and a smoke of great pureness, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. and shall desire to die, and death shall flee unto them from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it seems, crowns like gold, and their faces were the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice of the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had a trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, to slay a third part of men, and a number of the army of horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and heads with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as if it were the sun. His feet were pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, and there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angels, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. As soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get wild weasel. This is going to get so crazy. Going to get so crazy. I'll tell you. It's going to get wild. Let me see, just see something here. Somebody sent me something. Members of the Pakistan National Assembly call for a nuke attack against Israel. Member of the Pakistan National Assembly, Maulana Chitrali, says jihad against Israel is the only option for Pakistan. On the floor of Pakistan legislature, he said bluntly, "We made an atom bomb to showcase it in the museum. We don't need missiles, atomic bombs, or a huge army if they can't be used to liberate Palestine and Kashmir. So now we have elected legislatures of nuclear-armed countries calling for weapons to be unleashed upon Israel. Perhaps the Israelis went too far for using stun grenades and tear gas at the Al-Aqsa Mosque?" Question mark. It's starting to look like 1.5 billion Muslims are turning their attention to the trouble. Well, you see, the point of the matter is that if one reads Ezekiel 38 and 39, they're all going to come and Israel is going to nail them, okay? Israel is going to nail them and there's going to be so many people dead that you'll be able to see the bones for years. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39 again. And so as far as that goes, this is going to be the wild weasel. This is going to be the Gog-Magog war. So, 7.4 quake, Qingyang, China. And the question is this a head earthquake from heaven, or maybe the mighty men of valor did it? I don't know. But there was something happened the other day, allegedly in Mount Airy, North Carolina. There was a huge sonic booms. There were no jets going over, no earthquakes, and it shook. It shook a large portion of the homes and stuff in Mount Airy, allegedly. If you were there and felt that, or let me know, you know, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And incidentally, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything sent is most needed and welcome. It can be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. It can be a check. It can be Federal Reserve notes. Easiest way, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver. Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And let me just tell you something right here. I got a good report. It's a better report. We prayed last night for James two times during the show. I'm going to pray again tonight. Lord Jesus, may you go and see Brother James again as you did last night. And Lord Jesus, may you provide him medical miracles, because when you did, and as we prayed for him last night and you went to visit him, his kidneys were back functioning more to the normal today. And he was still on the ventilation tube and everything, but he's much more responsive and everything, and he's improving. Lord Jesus, let's give him another surge. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray that you would go to him and restore his health. Lord, give him medical miracles right now as we speak, and may it touch him immediately as we voice the words and as you go to him, Lord Jesus. Wake him back up. Provide a medical miracle. Restore him to health and return him to his family, if it be thy will. Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, I pray. Oh, it's just amazing. And you know, if it's not of his will and he wishes to call somebody back, then I don't try to forestall that. But I'm telling you, that is up for the Lord Jesus to say. And he did say, if you pray in his name, and his name is Jesus. Go to John 14, right? Yes. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And there's so many people out there. Let's say to somebody, to our nice grandmother lady from Florida, Lord, we give her medical miracles tonight. Lord Jesus, we continue to give our brother in Beatrice medical miracles. Will you give our sister in Iowa medical miracles? Oh, Lord Jesus, there's so many. But I'll tell you what, I recall, you know, a number of different people who said, hey, man, the Lord blessed me and healed me up, and I had more time. I had more years, or I had, you know, another 6 months or whatever. And it's just amazing what the Lord will do and can do. But when you pray, you ask it in His name. And His name is Jesus. So, I'm trying to get the information a little bit out to you, but at the same time, we need to thank the Lord Jesus for what it is He does. Now, the ceasefire, I don't necessarily know if it will hold or not hold. If anything from the past, it basically says it won't hold, okay? There's all kind of political movements going on to try to give certain counties of Oregon and California to a new state or to somewhere else or to Idaho. There's all kind of stuff going on. I will say that there's so much going on that you cannot fathom at all. Cannot fathom at all, but what you can do is make sure that you are right and correct with our Lord Jesus and that He is your Savior. If you repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, He will give you that everlasting life with Him in heaven. And He'll start to wash you clean. And there's a lot of people out there who are kind of dirty, like the windows of an old factory that haven't been cleaned in 50, 60 years, but they still are there. And you start to wash them out, and boy, you wash it, and it gets, you kind of see a little light. You take a corner and you go up there and you wash it again. There's 4 more layers on there, 5 more layers. But I will tell you, you'll start to feel it. If you're sincere, you're out there and you ask Him to be your Savior. You repent, you say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Hey, but will you come into my heart to be my Savior? Then if you're true, and He will start to be true to you, and He will tell you all kind of stuff. He'll show you all kind of things. And then if you praise Him and keep the commandments, you know, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to probably backslide or fall back this way or the other, but I'm going to say this. Just stick with the true CIC, the Lord Jesus, and you'll never be wrong. You'll never be wrong because He is the one that's going to get you out of the mess. He's the one that's going to get you into everlasting life with Him in heaven and to not be destroyed by those angels and things I was telling you about out of Revelations. And incidentally, that's always the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Patmos, I believe, was an island in Greece, was it not? Yes. Now, I'll tell you, if you want to know a lot more and get a lot of information about what's getting ready to come, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a magnificent kind of a streaming that Brother Quayle is going to have with all of the guest people, all the different ones. And, you know, I mean, you can go to stevequayle.com and you can go over to the Extinction Protocols, which is on the right-hand side of the page, about the middle of the website. Stakes and Protocols, Globalists to Initiate Tribulations. Streaming broadcast event, June 11th and 12th, 2021. If you'll sign up for that, you'll be blessed because you'll get to hear all the information. Catherine Austin Fitz, Gary Haven, Brother Steve Quayle, Sherry Tenpenny, Egon Van Gryers, Mike Adams, a health ranger, Lisa Haven, Paul Begley, Dave Hodges, Daniel Holdings, and the Ice Age Farmer. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be quite an interesting thing, and Brother Quayle is going to show you in terms of artifacts that are coming out that he has sponsored digs in Mexico and various hidden destinations and in jungles and in mountain areas and different places where they have found all kind of artifacts from Aztec that show relationships between them and space aliens, okay, and hybrid children and all kind of stuff. You're just going to be, you won't believe it. It's going to be incredible. And in case you haven't seen everything on television now, Tucker had Elizondo on, old Elizondo, you know. And maybe Elizondo doesn't know, or maybe he is the Vanguard guy to bring it out and to bring it on out and to pretend that the government only knows so much and then to give it to you and then it explodes on and then additional information comes forth with. But they're working on something to where the fallen angels are coming back or the space aliens are going to come to be your special brothers, you know, and cry peace upon the earth as the what? The Gog-Magog war may be ongoing as all kind of stuff is flying and nuclear weapons may be flying. And I tell you what, Israel can punch bigger than it seems because over the years, I believe, Brother Quayle was told by some of the MMV that Israel has put underground, buried underground under some capitals of the world, of those that might be their enemies, they've buried devices that might assist in blowing them if the time came and all these people came to try to overwhelm Israel. Read Ezekiel 38:39. You're going to be talking about how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to have to be buried. The bones are going to have to be buried. And our ships will go by on the side. They'll look over there and there'll be piles of bones and all kind of stuff going on. You see, everybody's talked about this crypto stuff and cryptocurrency. You ought to call Steve Quayle and get you some gold and silver. Gold tonight, $1,880.70. Closed at $1,880.70. Silver closed at $2,753. And while the IRS is going to go after all the crypto bits and this and that, the Doge and the Dog and the Dickweed and the Goofball and all the different types of coin, all it is a artificial, you know, ring around the rosy or London Bridge comes falling down if you ain't, you know, on the chair at the last minute or if you're the one caught under the bridge, it's all going to crash on you, you see. But if you're the lucky one, and you get a chair in the other game, you know, and you're able to sit. The one that doesn't get the chair, he ain't got doodly squat left, all right? And that's the way it's going to be. Now, apparently Jordan has been blacked out somewhere this afternoon, or it'd be early evening over there, be evening over there. It has been blacked out, and the information is coming out via cell phones or satellite cells, cell phones, satellite phones. But the question about that is what's going on there? And there's been internal strife within Jordan. But if you look all over the place, there's refugees climbing fences. There's chaos everywhere on this planet is starting to happen. You got the earthquakes in diverse places. You got famines. You got pestilences. Okay. You got wars, rumors of wars. You got nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. That's what Jesus tells you in, you know, Matthew 24, which is where I started with this stuff so long ago. Do you now see why it's been important to keep harping on that? Harping, not in the sense of, but keep emphasizing it based on what the Lord Jesus has told me to do and to be obedient to it without going and getting you all, you know, this scripture and that scripture and doing a book over here. And no, I've been told to give you the bottom line stuff to help you out, to only hit those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. One more time, we're going to pray right now for James. Lord Jesus, will you go to James? Will you go to him, and will you provide him medical miracles right now, Lord Jesus? I think he's getting ready to come awake and get even more responsive and feel better. I feel it working on him, Lord. Lord, give him another shot of the juice. Give him another jolt of your love and power and bring him forth and restore him to health, Lord, if it even only be for a short period of time. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, touch James right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, I'll tell you what, I hear so many good things about how the Lord provideth. The old stagecoach stop out in California, they're in the midst of a drought. They're up high. It's cold. All the stuff, the amount of price of money for hay and all the things has just gone beyond belief. A cattle prices are low, all the different things that are going on, and yet the Lord sustains them. They've got all kind of people come to assist who somebody will sell them hay at a lower price because they're their neighbor. And then they provide that to their livestock. Their well and everything still producing mightily. So there is, if you're on the side of Lord Jesus, you're with him, he's with you, he can provide for you. And it's a testimony to the love of Lord Jesus. And hello out there to my good friends at the old stagecoach stop. Tough, wonderful, loving, and they've got a dog that'll chase wolves away. Coyotes, a little bitty dog as tough as nails. God bless them all out there. Now, there's so many people I know everywhere. My good friend in Mesa, Arizona, God bless you. Fairfield, Ohio, a motorcycle rider that's a good man. All kind of good people. Dunlap Highway. Oh, man, other place in Iowa. All kind of place in Nebraska. My old buddy, the that works on cars, has a garage. God bless you. And my good friends down in Warren Soul Drive. May the Lord Jesus shine upon you and your family as he did for your grandmother. What a marvelous thing that was, that she was in the hospital and she was about ready to pass on, ladies and gentlemen. She had problems and we prayed for her on air, and by golly, the things turned around in the hospital and she was taken out in a day or two. She wanted to eat a Greek salad. And it was her intestines and everything had responded. And then she had another good 6 months or more to prepare all of her affairs and to meet with all of her children and grandchildren. And what a marvelous, wonderful thing that was. And then she passed peacefully and went to be with Lord Jesus in heaven. Oh, what a wonderful thing that occurred. There's so many miracles that he will provide, and we've got to have faith in them. Sometimes he may require your service for him in heaven or somewhere else. And I will tell you, there ain't nothing like it when you start to feel his power, when you start to feel his love, when he protects you and went out of the clear blue and you got no hope and you've said, oh man, Lord Jesus, help me because there's, you know, I got nowhere to turn. And then out of the clear blue, something happens good. And even if you get deep into the doo-doo, or if you get deep into the mud and you're sitting down there in the mud, then ask Lord Jesus to give you a helping hand up out of the mud. All right. And you'll be amazed what will show up or who will show up. I always remember Dimitri Dudemans, when he used to talk about how he first came to the, first one was amazing, was he's on the ship with a ship hold full of Bibles. And they stopped the ship and the Romanian secret police guys down there with the guns and machine gun and everything. And he gets on and he's looking around and the angel's over there hidden and is telling Dimitri, don't worry about it. He ain't even going to see the Bibles. There's a whole ship's hold full of them. And the guy doesn't see it. And they pass him through and they unload the Bibles. And then when Dimitri comes to the United States, he comes and he's in the middle of the night in New York or somewhere. And he's sitting on the, you know, the side of a road in front of an old apartment building or what have you. And he's supposed to. He doesn't know if somebody's supposed to meet him or there was maybe supposed to be somebody to meet him. He don't have any place to sleep. He has very little money, all the stuff. Then all of a sudden a guy shows up and bingo, bango, bongo. Dimitri Dudeman made his prophecies in this country in freedom. And then everything he said so far has come basically true. So I will tell you this. You can go to stevequayle.com and you can get on that extinction protocols and go ahead and punch through and sign up for it so you'll be on it. And so they can get a better idea of how they can provide more bandwidth to make sure it's all, clean, fresh, and then speedy for you to see. You can also get Steve Quayle's books. If you want to know more about them, I always like to get the books because they don't go away. On a computer. You can buy it with a special promo. You buy two of Steve Quayle's books, you get one free. True Legends. The Little Creatures. Empire Beneath the Ice. You know. Xenogenesis. All kind of stuff. The Giants books. Aliens, Fallen Angels. Angel Wars. Promise of the premise, you know, premise of the promise. Just incredible books that will give you the ideas and to show you what is coming and what has been in the past and that shows you the truth about what the Lord is about, what's getting ready to happen and come back again. The fallen angels are already back here, some of them. And, the space people are visiting frequently. So I will tell you what, you better learn more about it because you're going to see it come to pass on this earth. And I'll tell you another thing. We're getting good reports out of Indochina, getting good reports out of Indochina, and as well as the Bibles, they also produce song books and the hymnal books in the tribal language. And they just delivered about 100 new hymnals. They had already just delivered 80 Bibles. And this has to go by circuitous routes through the mountain passes and on little trails and all kind of stuff. Because the roads up there in the old mountain yard territories of Laos, Cambodia, you know, Burma, the Shan states, Vietnam, Thailand, all of that. Those areas up there in the mountains. In the old days, I know Colonel Bo Greitz told me he used to go up there, have to go up like into Laos by the Shan states. You used to have to ride the little horse, the little miniature horse, and the stirrups were backward to where your heels were in the stirrup, not your toes, because you were always going up at about a 45 or a 60 degree angle sometimes, and you had to have not fall out the back of the horse, and you had to hang on. And he and Navy SEAL Scott Weekly went up there to see old Coonsaw one time, you know? And anyway. But the fact is, if you would like to provide Bibles to people who are just hungry for the word of the Lord, just thirsty for it. And when they get it, they just hug the Bibles, and it's just incredible to see the pictures. You can go to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamakers, Dave and Debbie Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Nunamaker Bible Project or Indochina Bible Project. Send a little something, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina or Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. USA. And I'll tell you what, there's just incredible amount of people that are hungry for these. They want to have training missions to train more pastors. The word is spreading up there. They're baptizing people. They're coming to the Lord by flocks. And then as they get their own Bibles, they hug the Bible like it's gold. Okay. It's like reading about, you know, the Bible, and they are just hungry for the word, and it's just incredible what's going on and the revivals and stuff there. And I would tell you what, if anybody knows what the special election coming up supposedly on the 23rd of May in the Vietnam area, what that's supposed to be about, let me know. RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. I'd be interested to know. There's a lot of special election coming, but we don't know what it is. It could be that it could be a portion, a new faction of the Vietnamese that are against the Red Chinese and maybe want to go against them, or maybe the reverse of that. But we don't know, and we pray that all those affected, the Montagnards, who you've helped and sent Bibles and hymn books to, that you would keep them in your prayers as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the scenarios that are going on financially with the wars, all kind of stuff, you look at the drought in the West, it's just incredible. And a lot of that drought is being done artificially. Let's pray right. Lord Jesus, will you go and will you jerk the hands off those controls? Will you jerk the hands of the evil ones, of the tares that are destroying the capability of rain and gentle rain and nice soaking rains to come into California, Oregon, Washington State, to come into Idaho, to come into parts of Montana, Utah, Nebraska, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, all of the different states that are being touched, parts of the Dakotas, okay, and Lord, the parts where there, in Nevada, where there is severe drought in all these areas. Lord Jesus, go and jerk the tares and jerk their hands off those controls of the weather weapons, the weather machines, and let the rain gently flow. Not to flood, not to destroy, not to cause the mudslides, but to come and to start to repopulate the waters of the earth so that food can be grown and that starvation is not going to be upon the land in America. We've got to get water to where the vegetables and the fruits are grown and the almond nuts and all the different types of fruits and nuts and what have you are brought into play. The orchards, the oranges, the lemons, the limes, the apples as you go farther north, the pears, all the different stuff that's so wonderful. Lord Jesus, will you send your angels and jerk those tares off those weather machines? Oh, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Now, I guess Brother Quayle's talking, there's a May storm going to unload several feet of snow and break many records in Montana. Now, that might be because of the answer to prayer already. not tonight, but just at a certain point in time. Because if the snow then can give you some runoff, and then that can replenish the streams and the waters and put water into the ground. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not buying food actively every day or every other day or at least once a week where you gather more food in the can type, the long-term storage food, the dehydrated, the freeze-dried, if you're not canning yourself, and incidentally, try to get anywhere you can, any of the canning supplies, if you're a home canner, and go ahead and do the best you can to buy them, and the prices are not ever going to go back down. Prices won't go back down. Because that amount of stuff is going to be getting harder to find, harder to find, harder to find. And food in general, as the restaurants open back up, is being taken up and bid up in price. So as you're at the grocery store and something looks too expensive, you're waiting for the sale. That's what we used to do. Now the thing of it is go ahead and get it, put it in the freezer, and make sure you've got battery backup to run your freezers, or you got generators or inverters or whatever, and that they can be powered, that the battery inverter battery can be powered by, say, a small solar array. Oh, whatever it is you're going to do, you hook up your bicycle and you generate it by pedaling it, just like they did in the movie Soylent Green, to where Edward G. Robinson was sitting there and Charlton Heston pedaled the bike for a while for him to create low-level lighting. But take a look at Harbor Freight stuff. Go up online, those Harbor Freight things, and what you should do, when you click on those pages where they have the 100 watt basic system for $199 or $189 or whatever it is, go on through to that page and look it up, all the information they've got and the warranties and all of how you hook it up. And then they'll show you different applications that these relatively inexpensive collect solar panels and stuff and hardware that they've got, how they're running ranch, you know, stuff on ranches and lights and off-the-grid cabins and, you know, all kind of things. And people are watching a little TV or listening to the radio or recharging rechargeable batteries for flashlights, et cetera, et cetera. You can build a system. You can build a system of independence, ladies and gentlemen, with something as simple as that. You can also, if you can afford to get 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, there is a Nexus connection where you can put 5 of them together and use those to recharge the deep cycle batteries, the RV batteries, or the golf cart, or the marine batteries, you know, and start to do something. If you're thinking about a summer dress or that kind of stuff, then maybe instead of that, maybe you get one of these things for $199 and get started. I know somebody just got one set up, and God bless them. And God bless the helper that set it up for them. And just incredible. And everybody can be blessed a little bit. And if nothing else, you buy you one more can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup. Well, Hawk, that's not organic, and that's not this, and that's not that. Well, you know what? You can go blow all that out whenever you're sitting there. And you ain't got Whole Foods or the organic restaurant or the, you're sitting in Brooklyn where you go over and used to have the Hasidic Jewish guy was involved or married with an Orthodox Jewish guy and a Chinese or Japanese woman, and they used to have a bakery. Forget the name of that restaurant. But then in the restaurant they had all the seaweed stuff and all that. It was the, you could eat that food. It was like you're eating pure B vitamins and zinc and all the minerals. You'd come out of there, you'd be glowing because you ate. That's years ago. That's really a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. But I remember that. But the fact of the matter is, you need to get with it and to keep going, and you will not worry about that stuff when the time comes because you got a can of beef, barley, and vegetables and a good gravy. You've got some rice left, you can put that in there, and you've got you a good meal. You've got a ration. you know, for one or for two. Stretch it with the rice, you know. If you can, I told you last night, get you some of those protein shake stuff the bodybuilders use, the big tubs of it. You get heavy on the protein and you've got some carbohydrates too. You can get the ones with carbohydrate because I'll tell you, you take a scoop of that, put it in cold water or milk. Well, where are you going to get milk, Hawk? Well, maybe you've got goats or maybe you got a dairy cow. Maybe you got a dairy cow and you got enough of a piece of land that they can graze on that and provide milk for you. If you have chickens, you can get some eggs. This is all a possible thing, and the key to it is to be right with our Father in heaven and right with our Lord Jesus and to have God's name in your forehead so that you're not going to get taken out. And even if you were to lose your life, you would have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. And I'm going to tell you, that's the best deal in town. That is the way to go, to be with the true CIC and not all this fakery crap. And for all the Caucasian men and women that are apparently now all totally evil, according to the Secretary of Defense, well, maybe you should send him a postcard saying, well, if I'm racist, then I guess all the Caucasians in the U.S. military will have to quit. And maybe we'll go by what it says in the Declaration of Independence. And what does it say in the Declaration of Independence? What does it say? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Declaration of Independence is the first basic founding document of the United States. And it says 1776. It's not 1619. If you'd ever been to Monticello, you would see some things there. Jefferson had slaves, but he freed them. And that place was a magnificent place, and everybody ate, worked hard, and they had gardens and all of the stuff. They even had refrigeration. And Jefferson is the primary person that wrote that document that founded the United States. To all you Luciferian commie piece of crap at the top slots, 1.45 billion to the son of Red China Joe, the $10 a gallon man, you know, who brings in and takes the sanctions off the Russian pipeline to give it to our allies, the Germans, which makes them, we were setting up under Trump, liquid natural gas supplies that were going into Europe. Now that's gone. Because you can't frick or frack anymore. Ridiculous. Destruction. Bolsheviki Joe. Bolsheviki Joe. Bolsheviki Joe. No malarkey Bolsheviki Joe. Ridiculous. And he don't even know the time of day. But he ate the moderate who's been drawn by his lefty side. No! He is exactly what he is now. And don't get drawn into the masking. Just if you got to wear a mask to go in a store, then wear it. Don't worry about it. But in Oregon, they're going to put the yellow vaccination card on your chest. You're the non-vax card. You're going to put the yellow star. Nazi Oregon, Nazi Oregon, Nazi Oregon. Ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a bite. Prepare yourselves. And we've already seen the sabotage starting to come back in the country. And it's not from who the FBI says are the DHSers or the big boogeyman, the white supremacist extremists. No. The overture is carried out by agents of the Secret Service of the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The GRU, it's known as a preparatory period, unofficially as the overture. The overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which is to, before actual military operations begin, to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and to divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces to a huge number of different targets, each of which may be the object of the next attack. Some of these operations, you see, are just interesting. Terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your fellow rights. Mighty men and women of honor, use your technology. That was your earthquake, and maybe another one for them. Fantastic Rangers, I know you're ready. Vicky the Pua. Vicky, go see General McCormick. He's got a job, buddy. And little rodent track. Mighty rodent track. Mighty people. Big horses. Check up the music. Leaders. Hi. Hey, Lord, do the text me and call me. Give you some fish and wherewithal. Fun is prepared. Good night, gentlemen. Woo!